Beyond Shakespeare presents Jack Juggler, with Hayden McCabe as Jack Juggler and Simon Nader as Jenkin Caraway. Jack Juggler.
Thank you, that's enough. Sit down quietly, please. Inter pone tuis interdam gaudia curis. Wit posis animo quemvis suffre laborem. Do any of you know what Latin is this? Or else would you have an expositorem to declare it in English per sensum planiorem? It is best I speak English, or else within a while I may percase mine own self with my Latin beguile. The two verses which I rehearsed before I find written in the book of Cato the Wise, among good precepts of living 1,000 more, which to follow there he doth all men advise, and they may be Englished briefly in this wise. Among thy careful business, use sometime mirth and joy, that no bodily work thy wits break or annoy. For the mind, saith he, in serious matters occupied, if it have not some quiet mirth and recreation interchangeably admixed, must needs be soon wearied. And, as who should say, try through continual operation of labour and business without relaxation. Therefore, intermix honest mirth in such wise that your strength may be refreshed,
sir,
and to labours suffice. For, as meat and drink, natural rest and sleep, for the conservation and health of the body must needs be had. For quod caret alterna requie durabile non est. Nothing may endure, saith Ovid, without some rest.
Does this count for the exam?
Example proof hereof in earth is well found, manifest, open, and very evident. For except the husbandman suffer his ground sometimes to rest, it will bear no fruit verament. Therefore, they let the field lie every second year to the end that, after rest, it may the better corn bear. Thus then, as I have said, it is a thing natural to have at times convenient pastance, mirth and pleasures, and the same well allowed not only the said Cato, but also the philosophers Plutarch, Socrates and Plato, and Cicero Tullius. He reckoneth that, namely, as a very honest disport, and above all other things commendeth the old comedy, the hearing of which may do the mind comfort. Therefore, sith nothing but trifles may be had, you shall hear a thing that only shall make you merry and glad. And such a trifling matter, as when it shall be done, ye may report and say ye have heard nothing at all. Therefore I tell you all, before it be begun, that no man look to hear of matters substantial, nor matters of any gravity, either great or small. Wherefore I will go show the players what your pleasure is, which to wait upon you I know be ready ere this. I will go send them hither into your presence, desiring that they may have quiet audience.
Our Lord of Heaven and sweet Saint John, rest ye merry, my masters, everyone. And I pray to Christ and sweet Saint Stephen, send ye all many a good even. For I have laboured all day till I am weary, and now am disposed to pass the time and be merry. And now, if all things happen right, you shall see as mad a pastime this night as you saw this 7 years and as proper a toy as ever you saw played of a boy. I am called Jack Juggler of many and one, and in faith I will play a juggling cast anon. You all know well Master Bongrace, the gentleman that dwelleth here in this place, and Jenkin Careaway, his page, as cursed a lad and as ungracious as ever man had, an unhappy wag and as foolish a knave withal as any is now within London Wall. This Jenkin and I been fallen at great debate for a matter that fell between us a late, and hitherto of him I could never revenged be, for his master maintaineth him and loveth not me. But I shall set little by my wit if I do not Jenkin this night requite, and when we meet again, if this do not suffice, I shall pay Jenkin the residue in my best wise. It chanced me right now in the other end of the next street with Jenkin and his master in the face to meet. I abode there a while, playing for to see at the Bucklers, but at the last back cometh my cousin Careaway, homeward full fast.
Hey, whither away so fast? Tarry a while,
said one.
I cannot now,
said Jenkin.
I must needs be gone. My master suppeth hereby at a gentleman's place, and I must thither fetch my dame, Mistress Bongrace. But yet, ere I go, I care not much at the Bucklers to play with thee one fair touch.
Within half an hour, or somewhat less, Jenkin left playing and went to fetch his mistress. But by the way, he met with a fruiterer's wife.
Oi! Oi, what are you doing?
There Jenkin and she fell at such strife for snatching of an apple that Danny cast her basket and gathered up the apples fast and put them in his sleeve.
I see you, Careaway.
Then came he his way by another lane as fast as he may, till he came at a corner by a shop stall where boys were at dice, faring at all. When Careaway with that good company met, he fell to faring without and let, forgetting his message, and so did he fear. But when I came by, he gan swear and stare, and full bitterly began to curse, as one that had lost almost all in his purse.
Bum, set,
for I know his old guise and condition, never to leave till all his money be gone. I passed by, and then called unto my mind certain old reckonings that were behind between Jenkin and me. These garments, cap and all other gear that now you see upon me here, I have done on all like unto his for the nonce. And my purpose is to make Jenkin believe, if I can, that he is not himself, but another man. For except he hath better luck than he had, he will come hither stark staring mad. If I had sooner spoken, he would have sooner been here. For me seemeth I do his voice hear.
I must say I have been at a feast. I have lost 2 shillings and 6 pence at the least. Marry, sir, of this gains I need make no boast, but the devil go with all, more have I lost. My name is Careaway, let all sorrow pass. I will, ere tomorrow night, be as rich as ever I was, or at the furthest within a day, or twain. My master's purse shall pay me again. Therefore, ho, Careaway, now will I sing. Hey, hey. But by the Lord, now I remember another thing. Oh, by me faith, Jenkin, my mistress and thou are like to agree, God knoweth how, that thou comest not for her incontinent to bring her to supper when thou wast sent. And now they have all supped,
that will surely abide, except thou imagine some pretty and crafty life, for she is, as all other women be, a very cursed shrew by the blessed Trinity. And a great pleasure she hath, specially now of late, to get poor me now and then by the pate, for she is an angry piece of flesh, and soon displeased, quickly moved, but not lightly appeased. We used to call her, at home, Dame Coy. Dainty and nice as a halfpenny worth of silver spoons, but vengeful melancholy in the afternoons. And my master himself is worse than she, if he once thoroughly angered be. And a maid we have at home, Alison Trip and Go. Not all London can show such other two. She simpereth, she pranketh, and jetteth without fail, as a peacock that hath spread and showeth her gay tail. She minceth, she bridleth, she swimmeth to and fro, she treadeth not one hair awry, she trippeth like a doe abroad in the street, going or coming homeward. She quavereth and warbleth like one in a galliard, every joint in her body and every part. Ooh. But it is a spiteful, lying girl, and never will. But when she may some ill tale by me tell, she will, I warrant you, anon at the first of me imagine, and so the worst. And whatsoever she to my mistress doth say, it is written in the gospel of the same day. Therefore, I will here with myself devise what I may best say, and in what wise I may excuse this my long tarrying, that she of my negligence may suspect nothing. For if the fault of this be found in me, I may give my life for hating these three. Let me study this month, and I shall not find a better device than now is come to my mind. Mistress, will I say, I am bound by my duty to see that your womanhood have no injury, for I hear and see more than you now and then, and yourself partly know the wanton wiles of men. When we came yonder, there did I see, my master kiss gentlewomen two or three, and to come among others, methought I see he had a marvellous great fantasy. Anon, he commanded me to run thence for you, to come sup there if you would, but, oh, I wot not how. My heart grudged, mistrusting, lest that I, being away, my master would some light cast play, whereupon mistress to see the end. Oh, I tarried half supper time, so God me mend. At last, when I thought it time and season, I came to certify you as it was reason. Yes, this what I say, and face it so well, that she shall believe it every day. To muse for any better great folly it is. For I may make sure reckoning of this, that, and if I would sit stewing this 7 year, I shall not else find how to save me all clear. Thus to stand any longer, it is but folly. They be so far within, I cannot hear.
Soft thy knocking, saucy knave. What makest thou there?
What knave is that? He speaketh not to me, I trow. And we meet. The one of us is like to have a blow. And surely, if I had a knife, this knave should escape hardly with his life. To teach him to ask of me any more what I make at my own master's door.
But if thou come from that gate, thou knave, I will fret thee by the sweet locks, so God me save.
Will the whole sun fight indeed by mine honesty? Well, I know no quarrel he hath to me, but I would I were within the house, and then I would not set by him a louse, for I fear and mistrust such quarrelling thieves. See how he beginneth to strike up his sleeves.
His arse maketh buttons now, and who lusteth to fill shall find his heart creeping out at his heel, or else lying hidden in some corner of his hose, if it be not already chopped out of his nose.
The devil set the house afire! I trow it as a curse! When a man of most hasty speedeth worst, if I be robbed or slain, or any arm get! The foe is in them that doth not me in. Let And I durst jeopard £100 that some bawdry might now within be found, but except some of them come the sooner, I shall knock such a peal that all England shall wonder.
Knock at the gate heartily again if thou dare, and seeing thou wilt not by fair words beware, now, fists, methinketh, yesterday 7 years past, that form in a sleep at my feet you cast, and this same day you did no man a good, nor were not washed in warm blood.
What son is this that washeth in warm blood? Some devil broken loose out of hell for wood? For hath he slain, and how well I see that it must be my chance the fifth to be. But rather than thus shamefully to be slain, would Christ my friends had hanged me, being but years twain, and yet, if I take good heart and be bold, per case he will be more sober and cold.
Now, hands, bestir you about his lips and face, and strike at all his teeth without any grace. Gentlemen, are you disposed to eat any fish meat?
I haven't supped, I thank you, sir. And list not to eat. Give it to them that are hungry, if you be wise.
It shall do a man of your diet no harm to sup twice. This shall be your cheese to make your meat digest. But I tell you, these hands weigheth of the best.
I shall never escape. See how he waggeth his hands.
With a stroke they will lay a knave in our lady bonds. And this day yet they have done no good at all.
Ere thou essay them on me, I pray thee, lame them on the wall.
But speak you all this in earnest or in game? If you be angry with me, truly you are to blame. For may a man demand whose servant you be?
My master's servant I am, for verity.
Ha!
What business have you at this place now?
Nay, marry, tell me what business hast thou? For I am commanded for to watch and give diligence that in my good master Bongrace's absence no misfortune may happen to his house certain.
Well, now I am come, you may go hence again and thank them that so much for my master have done, showing them that the servants of the house be come home, for I am of the house, and now in will I go.
I cannot tell whether thou be of the house or no.
What?
But go no near, lest I handle thee like a stranger. Thank no man but thyself if thou be in any danger.
Marry, I defy thee, and plainly unto thee tell that I am a servant of this house, and here I dwell.
Now, so God me snatch, but thou go thy ways whilst thou mayest. For this 40 days I shall make thee not able to go nor ride, but in a dung cart or a wheelbarrow, lying on one side.
I am a servant of this house. By these 10 bones...
No more prating, but get thee hence at once.
What? My master hath sent me home in his message.
Pipe and walk, a knave. Here away is no passage.
What? Wilt thou let me from mine own master's house?
Be trudging, or in faith you bear me a souse. Here my master and I have our habitation, and have continually dwelling in this mansion at the least this dozen years and odd. And here will we end our lives, by the grace of God.
Right then, where shall my master and I dwell?
At the devil, if you lust. I cannot tell.
In nomine patris, now this gear doth pass. For a little before supper, here our house was, and this day in the morning I will on a book swear that my master and I both dwelled here.
Who is thy master? Tell me without a lie, and thine own name also let me know shortly.
For by master's all, let me have the blame, if this knave know his master, or his own name.
My master's name is Master Bongrace. I have dwelled with him a long space, and I am Junkin Caraway, his page.
What? Oh, ye drunken knave. Begin you to rage.
take that? Art thou Master Bongrace's page?
I mean, I have made a very good voyage.
Darest thou to my face say thou art I?
I would it were true and no lie, for then thou should smart and I should bet, whereas now I do all the blows get.
And is Master Bongrace thy master, durst thou then say?
I will swear on a book. He was once this day.
And for that thou shalt somewhat have, because thou presumest like a saucy lying knave to say my master is thine. Who is thy master now?
By Jove! Ow! Sir! Ow! Whatever so please you! Ow!
I am your own, for you beat me so as no man but my master should do.
I will handle thee better, if fault be not in fist.
Save me life, masters, from the passion of Christ!
Why, thou lousy thief, dost thou cry and roar?
No, Faith, I will not cry one whit more. Save my life, help, or I am slain!
Yea, dost thou make a roaring yet again? Did not I bid thee hold thy peace?
Safe. Now I live crying, now I sleep! Help, help!
Who is thy master?
Master Bongrace!
Oh, I will make thee change that song ere we pass this place. For he is my master, and again to thee I say that I am his Jenkin Caraway.
Who art thou?
Now, tell me plain.
Nobody but whom please you, certain.
Thou saidest even now... thy name was Caraway.
I cry you mercy, sir, and forgiveness pray. I said amiss, because it was so today, and thought it should have continued alway, like a fool as I am, and a drunken knave. But in faith, sir, you see all the wit I have, therefore I beseech you do me no more blame, but... give me a new master and another name, for it will grieve my heart, so help me God, to run about the streets like a masterless dog.
I am he that thou saidest thou were, and Master Bongrace is my master that dwelleth here. Thou art no point Caraway. Thy wits do thee fail.
Yea, marry, sir, you have beaten them down into my tail. But, sir, might I be bold to say one thing without any blows? And without any beating.
Truce for a while. Say on what thee lust.
May a man to your honesty by your word trust. I pray you swear by the mass you will do me no ill.
By my faith I promise. Pardon thee I will.
What? And you keep no promise?
Then upon Caraway, I pray God may light as much more as hath on thee this day.
Now dare I speak, so mote I thee. Master Bongrace is my master, and the name of me is Jenkin Caraway!
What? Sayest thou so?
Oh, and if thou wilt strike me and break thy promise, do, and beat on me till I stink and till I die, and yet will I still say that I am I.
This bedlam knave, without doubt, is mad.
No, but God, for all that I am a wise lad, and can call to remembrance everything that I did this day, sith my uprising. For went not I with my master today? Early in the morning to the tennis play? At noon? While my master at his dinner sat, played not I at dice at the gentleman's gate? Did not I wait on my master to supperward? And I think I was not changed the way homeward. Or else, if thou think I lie, ask in the street of them that I came by. And sith that I came hither into your presence, what man living could carry me hence? I remember I was sent to fetch my mistress, and what I devised to save me, harmless. Do not I speak now? Is not this my hand? Be not these my feet that on this ground stand? Did not this other knave here knock me about the head and beat me till I was almost dead? How may it then be that he should be I, not myself? It is a shameful lie. I will home to our house, whosoever say nay, for surely my name is Jenkin Caraway.
I will make thee say otherwise ere we depart, if I can.
Nay, that will I not, in faith, for no man. Except thou tell me what thou hast done ever since 5 o'clock this afternoon. Rehearse me all that without any lie, and then I will confess that thou art I.
When my master came to the gentleman's place, he commanded me to run home a great pace to fit thither my mistress. And by the way, I did a good while at the buckler's play. Then came I by a wife that did costard sell, and cast down her basket fair and well, and gathered as many as I could get, and put him in my sleeve. Here they be yet.
Ta-da!
How the devil should they come there, for I did them all in my own sleeve bare. He lieth not a word in all this, nor doth in any one point miss. Oh, for what I see yet between earnest and game, I must go seek me another name. But thou mightest see all this. Tell the rest that is behind, and there I know I shall thee a liar find.
I ran thence homeward a contrary way, and whether I stopped there or nay, I could tell if me lustiff a good token, but it may not here very well be spoken.
Now, may I pray thee, let no man that hear, but tell it me privily in mine ear.
Aye, thou lost all thy money at dice. Christ give it his curse, well and truly picked before out of another man's purse.
God's body, war son, thief, who told thee that same? Some cunning devil is within thee, pain of shame.
In nomine patris, God and our blessed lady, now and evermore, save me from thy company!
Now, art thou Caraway or not?
Ooh, by the Lord, I doubt! Sayest thou nay to that?
Yea, marry, I tell thee, Caraway is my name.
And by these 10 bones, mine is the same. Or else tell me, if I be not he, what my name from henceforth shall be.
By my faith, the same as it was before, when I lust to be Caraway no more. Look well upon me, and thou shalt see, as now, that I am Jenkin Caraway, and not thou.
I see it is so, without any doubt. But how the devil came it about? Whoso in England looketh on him steadily shall perceive plainly that he is I. I have seen myself 1,000 times in a glass, but so like myself as he is never was.
He hath in every point my clothing and my gear, my head, my cap, my shirt, and knotted hair. And of the same colour, my eyes, nose, and lips. My cheeks, chin, neck, feet, legs, and hips, of the same stature and height and age, and is in every point Master Bongrace Page. That if he have a hole in his tail, he is even I mine own self without any fail. And yet, when I remember, I wot not how, the same man that I have ever been, methinketh I am now. I know my master and his house and my 5 wits I have. Why then should I give credence to this foolish knave that nothing intendeth but me delude and mock? For whom should I fear at my master's gate to knock?
Thinkest thou I have said all this in game? Go, or I shall send thee hence in the devil's name. Avoid, thou lousy lurden and precious stinking slave, that neither thy name knowest nor canst any master have.
Thou wine-shaking, pillory pickpaw of lice not without a peck. Hence, or by God's precious, I shall break thy neck.
Then, master, I beseech you, heartily take the pain if I be found in any place to bring me to me again. Now is not this a wonderful case, that no man shall lease himself so in any place? Have any of you heard of such a thing heretofore? No, nor never shall I dare say, from henceforth any more.
While he museth and judgeth himself upon, I will steal away a while and let him alone.
Good Lord of Heaven, where did I myself leave?
Or who did me of my name, by the way, bereave? For I am sure of this in my mind, that I did in no place leave myself behind. If I had my name played away at dice, or had sold myself to any man at a price, or had made a fray, and had lost it in fighting, or it had been stolen from me sleeping, it had been a matter, and I would have kept patience. But it spiteth my heart to have lost it by such open negligence. Ah, 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 thou hoarse and drowsy drunken sot! It were an arm's deed to walk thy coat, and I shrew him that would for thee be sorry to see thee well curried by and by. And by Christ, if any man would it do, I myself would help thereto. For a man may see, thou horse and goose, thou wouldest lease thine ass if it were loose. But what will my master say, trow ye, when he shall this gear hear and see? Will he know me, think you, when he shall see me? If he do not, another will as good as he. But where is that other eye? Whither is he gone? To my master, thy cock's precious passion, either to put me out of my place, or to accuse me to my master Bongrace. But I will after as fast as I can flee. I trust to be there as soon as he. That if my master be not ready home to come, I will be here again as fast as I can run, in any wise to speak with my mistress, or else I shall never escape hanging, doubtless!
I shall not sup this night, full well I see, for as yet nobody cometh for to fet me. But good enough, let me alone. I will be even with them every one. I say nothing, but I think somewhat iwis. Some there be that shall hear of this. Of all unkind and churlish husbands, this is the cast, to let their wives sit at home and fast, while they be forth and make good cheer, pastime and sport, as now he doth there. But if I were a wise woman, as I am a mome, I should make myself as good cheer at home. Mm. But if he have thus unkindly served me, I will not forget it this month's three. And if I wish the fault were in him, I pray God I be dead, but he should have such a keery ere he went to bed, as he never had before in all his life, nor any man else have had of his wife. I would rate him and shake him after such a sort, as should be to him a corrosive full little to his comfort.
If I may be so bold, by your mistress's license, as to speak and show my mind and sentence, I think of this, you may the boy thank. For I know that he play of you many a light prank.
What?
And that would you say if you knew as much as we, that his daily conversation and behaviour see. For if you command him to go and speak with someone, it is an hour ere he will be gone.
No.
Then will he run forth and play in the street and come again and say that he cannot with him meet.
Nay, nay, it is his master's play. He serveth me so almost every third day, but I will be even with him as God give me joy. And yet the fault may be in the boy. As ungracious a graft, so mowet I thrive as any goeth on God's ground alive.
Oh!
Ah!
Oh, my wit is braced in such a break that I cannot devise what way is best to take. I was almost as far as my master is, but then I began to remember this. And to cast the worstest one in fear, if he chanced to see me and keep me there, did he come himself and speak with my mistress, then am I like to be in shrewd distress. Yet were I better, thought I, to run home again and first speak with her, certain.
Here away.
Fox's body! Yonder she standeth at the door. Now it is worse than it was before. What Christ I could get again out of her sight.
Oh, I see by her look she is disposed to fight. By the Lord, she hath there an angry shrews. Look!
Lo, yonder cometh that unhappy ilk.
God save me. Mistress, do you know me well?
Come near hither unto me, and I shall thee tell why, thou naughty villain, is that thy guise to jest with thy mistress in such wise? Take that to begin with, and God before! When my master cometh home, thou shalt have more. For he told me, when he forth went, that thou shouldest come back again incontinent to bring me to supper where he now is. And thou hast played by the way, and they have done by this. But no force I shall, thou mayest trust me. Teach all naughty knaves to beware by thee.
Forsooth, mistress, if you knew as much as I, you would not be with me half so angry.
Don't listen to him, mistress.
The fault is neither in my master nor in me,
nor you,
but in another knave that was here even now, and his name was Jenkin Caraway.
What, I see my man is disposed to play. I ween he be drunken or mad, I make God avow.
Nay, I have been made sober and tame. I was never so handled before in all my life. I would every man in England had so beaten his wife. I have forgotten, with tousing by the hair, what I devised to say a little air.
Have I lost my supper this night through thy negligence?
Nay, then were I a knave, mistress. Oh, saving reverence.
Why, I am sure that by this time it is done.
Yea, that it is more than an hour agone.
And was not thou sent to fetch me thither?
Yea, and had come right quickly hither. But that, by the way, I had a great fall.
Oh.
And my name, body, shape, legs and all, and met with one that from me did it steal. But by God, he and I some blows to deal. I would he were now before your gate, for you would pummel him jollily about the pate.
Truly, this wage pasty is either drunken or mad.
Never man suffered so much wrong as I had. But, mistress, I should say a thing to you. Harry, it will come to my remembrance. Even now, I must needs use a substantial premeditation, for the matter lieth greatly me upon. I beseech your mistresship of pardon and forgiveness, desiring you to impute it to my simple and rude dullness. Oh, I've forgotten what I had thought to have said, and I'm thereof full ill apaid. When I lost myself, I knew very well. I lost also that I should you tell.
Why, thou wretched villain, dost thou me scorn and mock to make me to these folks a laughing stock? Ere thou go out of my hands, thou shalt have something, and I will reckon better in the morning.
And if you beat me, mistress, advise you, for I am none of your servants now. The other I now is your page, and I am no longer in your bondage.
Now walk, precious thief. Get thee out of my sight. And I charge thee come in my presence no more this night. Get thee hence and wait on thy master at once.
Marry, sir, this is handling for the nonce. I would I had been hanged before that I was lost. I was never this canvassed and tossed, that if my master on his part also handle me as my mistress and the other I do, I shall surely be killed between them three, and all the devils in hell shall not save me. But yet if the other I might have with me part, all this would never grieve my heart.
How say you, masters? I pray you tell, have not I requited my merchant well? But now I have partly revenged my quarrel, I will go do off this mine apparel. And now, let Careaway be Careaway again. I have done with that name now, certain. Except peradventure I shall take the selfsame weed some other time again for a like cause and need.
Why then, Careaway, darest thou to presume to tell me that I know is no wise possible for to be?
No, by my truth, master, I have told you no lie, and all these folks knoweth as well as I. I had no sooner knocked at the gate, but straight away he had me by the pate.
What?
Therefore, if you beat me till I fight and shit again, you shall not cause me for any pain. But I will affirm, as I said before, that when I came near, another stood at the door.
Why, thou naughty villain, darest thou affirm to me that which was never seen, nor hereafter shall be, that one man may have two bodies and two faces, and that one man at one time may be in two places? Tell me. Drankest thou anywhere, by the way?
I shrew me, if I drank any more than twice today, till I met even now with that other, I, and with him I supped and drank truly. But as for you, if you gave me drinking meat as often times as you do me beet, I were the best fed page in all this city. But as touching that, you have on me no pity, and not only I, but all that do you serve, for meat and drink may rather starve.
What, you saucy malapert knave? Begin you with your master to prate and rave? Your tongue is liberal and all out of frame. I must needs conjure it and make it tame. Where is that other Careaway that thou said was here?
Now, by my Christendom, sir, I won't ne'er.
Why, canst thou find no man to mock but me?
I mock you not. Master, so mote I thee, every word was true that I you told.
Nay, I know toys and pranks of old, and now thou art not satisfied nor content, without regard of my biddings and commandment, to have played by the way as a lewd knave and negligent,
I
thee on my message home sent, but also wouldest willingly me delude and mock, and make me to all wise men a laughing stock. Therefore, if thou speak any such thing to me again, I promise it shall be unto thy pain.
Lo, is not he in miserable case that serveth such a master in any place, that with force will compel him that thing to deny, that he knoweth true and hath seen with his eye?
Was it not, trowest thou, thine own shadow?
My shadow could never have beaten me so.
Why? By what reason possible may such a thing be?
Nay, I marvel and wonder at it more than ye. And at the first it did me cursely mave, nor I would mine own eyes in no wise believe until that other eye beat me so that he made me believe it, whether I would or no. And if he had yourself now within his reach, he would make you say so too, or else beshit your breech.
I durst a good meed and a wager lay that thou layest down and slept by the way, and dreamed all this that thou hast me told.
Nay, there you lie, master, if I might be so bold. But we rise so early that if I had done well, and a wise lad. Yet, master, I would you understood that I have always been trusty and good, and fly as fast as a bear in a cage, whensoever you send me in your message, in faith. As for this that I have told you, I saw and felt it as waking as I am now, for I had no sooner knocked at the gate, but the other eye, knave, had me by the pate, and I durst to you on a book swear that he had been watching for me there, long ere I came. Hidden in some privy place, even for the nonce to have me by the face.
Why then, thou spakest not with my wife?
No, that I did not, master, by my life. until that other eye was gone. And then my mistress sent me after anon to wait on you, oh, in the devil's name. I ween the devil never so beat his dame.
And where became that other caraway?
By mine honesty, sir, I cannot say. But I warrant he is now not far hence. He is here among this company for 40 pence.
Hence! At once seek and smell him out. I shall wrap thee on thy lying knave's snout. I will not be deluded with such a glossing lie, nor give credence, till I see it with my own eye.
Truly, good sir, by your mastership's favour, I cannot well find a knave by the savour. Many here smell strong, but none so rank as he. A stronger scented knave than he was cannot be. But, sir, if he be happily found anon, what amends shall I have for that you have me done?
If he may be found, I shall walk his coat.
Yea, for our lady's sake, sir. I beseech you, spare him not, for it is some false knave without a doubt. I had rather than 40 pence we could find him out, for if a man may believe a glass, even my very own self it was. And here he was, but even right now, and stepped away suddenly, I wot not how. Of such another thing I have neither heard ni seen by our blessed lady, Heaven Queen.
Plainly it was thy shadow that thou didst see, for in faith the other thing is not possible to be.
Yes, in good faith, sir, by your leave. I know it was I, by my apples in my sleeve. Yes. Oh, and speaketh as like me as ever you heard. Such hair, such a cap, such hose and coat, and in everything as just as fourpence to a groat. That if he were here, you should well see that you could not discern nor know him from me. For think you that I do not myself know? I am not so foolish a knave, I trow. Let who will look him by and by, and he will depose upon a book that he is I. And I dare well say you will say the same, for he called himself by my own name. And he told me all that I have done, sith 5 o'clock this afternoon. He could tell when you were to supper set, when you sent me home, my mistress to fetch, and showed me all things that I did by the way.
Aha! What was that?
Oh, how I did at the buckler's play, and when I scattered a basket of apples from a stall and gathered them into my sleeve, oh, and how I played after that also.
Thou shalt abide, therefore, so mote I go. Is that the guise of a trusty page? To play when he is sent on his master's message?
Lay on and spare not, for the love of Christ! Draw his head to a post and favour your fist!
Now, for my sake, sweetheart, spare and favour your end, and lay him about the ribs with this wand.
No mercy that I ask of you both twain! Save my life, and let me not be slain! I have had beating enough for one day. Let a mischief take the other me, caraway, that if ever he come to my hands again, he wish it shall be to his pain. But I marvel greatly by our Lord Jesus, how he I escaped, I me, beat me thus. And is not he I an unkind knave that will no more pity on myself have? Here may you see evidently I was, that in him me no drop of honesty is. Now a vengeance light on such a churlish knave, that no more love toward myself have.
I knew very well, sweetheart, and said right now that no fault thereof should be in you.
No, truly, good bedfellow. I were then much unkind if you at any time should be out of my mind.
Surely I have of you a great treasure, for you do all things which may be to my pleasure.
I am sorry that your chance have now been so ill.
I would gladly been unsupped, so you had your fill. But go we in, Pigsney, that you may sup. You have cause now to thank this same hang-up, for had not he been, you had fared very well.
I bequeath him with a hot vengeance to the devil of hell, and heartily I beseech him that hanged on the rood, that he never eat or drink that may do him good, and that he die a shameful death, saving my charity.
Come on, dear.
Come along, Pigsney.
I pray God send him such prosperity that hath caused me to have all this business. And yet, sirs, you see the charity of my mistress. She liveth after a wonderful charitable fashion, for I assure you, she is always in this passion. But, masters, if you happen to see that other eye, as that you shall, it is not very likely. Nor I will not desire you for him purposely to look for it is an uncomparable, unhappy hook. And if it be I, you might happen to seek and not find me out in a whole week. For when I was once to run away, I used not to come again in less than a month or tway. This cast do I use, I will not with you feign. Therefore I wonder if he be I certain. But, and if he be, and you meet me abroad by chance, send me home to my master with a vengeance, and show him, if he come not here tomorrow night, I will never receive him again, if I might. And but he come the sooner, by Our Lady bright, he shall lie without the doors all night, for I will shut up the gate and get me to bed. For I promise you, I have a very giddy head. I pray God give you all good night and send you better hap and fortune than to loose yourself homeward, as I have done.
In Jack Juggler, Jack Juggler was played by Hayden McCabe and Jenkin Caraway by Simon Nader, with Lee MacDonald as Dame Coy, Nemone Stone as Alice Trippingo, and Geir Madland as Master Bondgrace, with additional voices by Robert Crichton, Polly Hall, and the Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars. The prologue was performed by Rob Meissen, who also performs the epilogue.
Somewhat it was, saith the proverb old, that the cat winked when her eye was out. That is to say, no tale can be told, but that some English may be picked thereof out, if to search the Latin and ground of it men will go about, as this trifling interlude that before you hath been rehearsed may signify some further meaning, if it be well searched. Such is the fashion of the world nowadays that the simple innocents are deluded and 100,000 diverse ways by subtle and crafty means shamefully abused, and by strength, force and violence oft times compelled to believe and say the moon is made of a green cheese, or else have great harm, and percase their life lease. And an old saying it is, that most times might, force, strength, power, and colourable subtlety doth oppress, debar, overcome, and defeat right, though the cause stand never so greatly against equity. The truth thereof be known for never so perfect certainty. Yea, and the poor, simple, innocent that hath had wrong and injury must call the other his good master for showing him such mercy. And as it is daily seen, for fear of further disprofit, he must that man his best friend and master call, of whom he never receive any manner benefit, and at whose hands he never had any good at all, but must grant, affirm, or deny, whatsoever he shall, he must say the crow is white, if he be so commanded. Yea, and that he himself is into another body changed. He must say he did amiss, though he never did offend. He must ask forgiveness where he did no trespass, or else be in trouble, care and misery without end, and be cast in some arrearage without any grace. And that thing he saw done before his own face, he must, by compulsion, stiffly deny, and for fear, whether he will or not, say, tongue, you lie. And in every faculty, this thing is put in ear and is so universal that I need no one to name, and as I fear is like evermore to endure. For it is in all faculties a common sport and game, the weaker to say as the stronger biddeth, or to have blame as a cunning sophist while by argument bring to pass that the rude shall confess and grant himself an ass. And this is the daily exercise and practice of their schools, and not among them only, but also among all others, the stronger to compel and make poor, simple fools to say as they command them in all manner matters. I will name none particular, but set them all together without any exception. For I pray you show me one amongst all in the world that seeth not such fashion. He that is stronger and more of power and might, if he be disposed to revenge his cause, will soon pick a quarrel, be it wrong or right, to the inferior and weaker for a couple of straws, and will against him so extremely lay the laws that he will put him to the worse, either by false injury or by some craft and subtlety, or else by plain tyranny. As you saw right now, by example plain, another fellow, being a counterfeit page, brought the gentleman's servant out of his brain, and made him grant that himself was fallen in dotage, bearing himself in hand, that he did rage. And when he could not bring that to pass by reason, he made him grant it, and say by compulsion. Therefore happy are they that can beware into whose hands they fall by any such chance, which if they do, they hardly escape care, trouble, misery, or woeful grievance. And thus I make an end, committing you to his guidance that made and redeemed us all, and to you that be now here, I pray God grant and send many a good new year.